Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Hope you had a happy holiday, if you celebrated over the last week. We are back on the air after a little bit of a break, and happy to be here today, and do have a long, long list of callers. So I think what we're going to have to do is get to the callers immediately, Neil, if that's okay with
that's
you.
That's fine. Yeah.
And perhaps we'll get to our topic. We'll see. But it's difficult with as many people as we have in the queue, but a couple of people just dropped suddenly. So we'll see. We'll see what we have time for. We do invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and Twitter on both of our accounts. Support us both, please. Neil and Kristen Baker and Neil Baker Psychic. You may also call today if you're just listening and haven't dialed in, 914-338-0164, and press 1 to speak with us. And the number for after the show, 562-596-7818. And we have a caller from 780 first. Hi. You're on the air, 780.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Kristen. Great to talk to you.
You're
again.
Welcome. I'm sorry?
It's Jay from Canada. Jay.
Oh, hey.
I can't hear.
It's Jay. Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? I haven't talked to you for a little bit. You know, I got my
No, I know.
I know. It's been quite the story this year, I tell you. I don't
really
know what it's been
cool.
Like
You'll
for
have
you.
To fill us in. Let's get your birthday again. I know that you're compounded. I can't remember if you're a 29-11-2 or a 37-10-1. Your birth date again, Jay.
Sure, March 24th, 1964. I'm a master number 11. So I think I'm a 2.
9-19. Well, you're a 2. Your master number is 2. According to our form of numerology, some people don't reduce 11, but we reduce to 2. So you are 29-11-2. So I remembered vaguely. What's been going on?
Oh, well, gee, you know, I had to really push away from my my mother. Actually had a surgery for pancreatic cancer. And so I really pushed away from that because they didn't involve me in the, you know, getting things done, and just left it as that. So I had to really go on my own this year and almost lost my job in March.
Wait, just real quick, Jay, you lost your job. Okay,
sure.
So wait, but... Also, you were saying that they didn't want you. It's hard to hear if you could talk right into your receiver.
Sure.
But you were saying about your mom's surgery, they didn't want you around because of what?
I don't know why, because they planned everything around me. I didn't know anything about what was going on except for just like, so basically it was in dark in a lot of ways. And, you know, I tried to contact my doc, their doctor, and the doctor didn't, you know, reply back to me. And it was on their own, so I said, "Forget this. I'm going. I'm just forget this. I'm just gotta go on my own life now." I really had to do that. And in March, also, I had to actually almost got laid off from my job this year because of cutbacks and things. So we had lots of layoffs in our company, about 30%. So I almost got laid off, but I'm still there. And this fall started relationships, so that's the thing, and that's. Gonna be quite the year, and just right now I'm just cleaning up my place up for next year, so that's the plan.
Okay, so you did not get laid off for your job, though.
No,
you almost got laid off. not.
Yes.
Oh, so you're still working?
You're still working. Are you in computers? I can't remember.
No, I'm in the coffee industry. That's a service technician.
I don't think I even knew that. I don't. Do we know that, Neil? Coffee industry. What do you do?
I'm just a service tech. I do parts
your
stuff
service,
too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But he didn't get laid.
But you didn't get laid off, and
I
you're
did
now
get laid off,
kind of estranged from your family.
He said, "What you do? Yeah. You didn't get laid off."
He did not.
No, I didn't get laid off.
Okay.
And you're estranged now from your family. What do you have siblings?
Yes.
How many?
One.
Okay.
And when you say they, when you use the word they didn't keep you informed, do you mean the doctors?
The parents.
Well, no. My mother went for surgery and I couldn't figure out why she drove up the car up to the city, but didn't talk to me about it. But my sister was flying in to take her back home, and not me. Tried to drive my mom up to the surgery or some sort of appointment, and she didn't want me to go. And then I was questioning what was she eating and things like that because she just got mad, and it's like, you know, third time around, I could feel the energy getting madder and go like, no, I'm gone this time. I'm done with the family. Yeah.
Does that mean your sister too, or just your parents?
No, just my sister too. Just done.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'm just done. Yeah, I'm just done now.
Well, that's got to be really, really.
A big divorce. There's no
father. What, are your parents married, or is there a father?
Well, they've been divorced a long time.
Divorced a long time. So you're, and are you estranged from your father too?
Yeah, I'm just to forget them.
Everybody.
They don't contact me that often. So I'm just
like, ask them about yourself.
Does your mother have a sister?
And what?
Does your mother have a sister?
Yes.
So was your aunt involved in the operation? Was she around?
No, she's elderly too.
Oh. Well, I mean, Jay, you're going through a real independent kind of energy, at least in the first chakra, the family energy zone. There seems to be events that have occurred that have significantly distanced you from your family, prompted by your mom's operation, pancreatic cancer, which is very serious. But it's prompted you to kind of whatever the circumstances are, there may have been the family structure was fragile to begin with, and you come into the world in a sort of different kind of zone. Sometimes we're born in the families not out of love so much as out of karma. Sometimes karma produces a family structure.
A lot of times karma produces a family structure.
It can. And that's your situation. Now, there's a real independent energy you're in right now, Jay, but we'll say this on a psychic vein, that it's part of the current course that you're on. I don't think you've fallen off course or your path. Sometimes the courses and paths that we have to lead going through life, they're already kind of built into the system because of karma. You have that energy. But here's, you know, we look at this situation, we'll make a couple of predictions. One, it seems, whether you like it or not, or whether you accept it or not, it seems like your mom's going to try to reach out to you for some reason. So there seems to be something that is still coming up to where your mom reaches out to you. I get a feeling there's a lot of guilt there. And the guilt can be all messed up. It can be all convoluted and messed up, and there's two sides to every issue, but I'm getting a lot of guilt in there. What I'm getting with you personally, I'm not sure where in the future this is, but there seems to be a location move, meaning that not a big location move, but it seems like you're not going to live in the same space you're living in. I'm not quite sure where that's coming in or what prompts it, for you right now, you may say nothing like that is on the horizon. I don't even think about those things. It's impossible. But I'm suggesting that that seems to be coming up a little bit. There seems to be, for want of a, you know, as we stand right now in space and time, maybe there's 4 years that you have with this company. I don't know what happens after that. Maybe you won't last that long, but as we're doing the reading, there seems to be a 4-year significant energy change. Well, have you been there at least 2 years?
No, this is my 4th year coming up.
But that's two times.
This is your 4th year coming up.
Oh, but that's the four.
Yeah. So, okay, Jay, the 4 that I was getting, I think the vibration of the 4 that I'm getting was connected to the 4 years coming up. So at that point is a change.
But, you know, I also want to state that in 4 years forward, he's going to be 58 years old, which is the doubling of 29.
Yeah.
So that will be significant too. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, right. That will be significant too. I think what you've got to do is sort of, you know, say, well, first of all, is there any thought in your mind about moving at this point or a desire to want to move? Anything like that coming up yet?
No, no.
Okay.
How long have you been in your current residence?
Oh, a long time, since 99.
So that's, you're pretty.
Okay. So, you know, we're not
settled there.
The light hasn't turned on yet about that. So don't, let's not. Our vision of seeing that, there's no light yet there, not in your mind or your intention. So we don't, and the vibration doesn't suggest it's going to be that dramatic anyways. Even if it does, maybe we're wrong, but even if it does come up, or it might just be a bump in the road. Maybe in the near future, Jay, something comes up where there's just kind of a concern about it or a scare, but it doesn't happen. That's possible. What I'm more concerned about, there's going to be what's coming up at your work is a shift. You said, what did you say, 30%? Everybody, 30% was gone.
Yeah.
And you were
late. Sorry about that.
Do you enjoy your job?
Yeah, it's great right now. I mean, I got a small raise and then a bonus.
Yeah. So what's happened? You know, you've been spared of. You're in that zone, so you've been kind of spared. What's going to happen, and you got a raise, so that's good. What's going to happen is that something may come up, Jay, at your job coming up to where they present themselves to you, the powers that be, and suggest something higher than what you're at. So seems like, I'm sorry?
Like what?
I don't know.
Do you want to advance in the place that you're working?
Well, there's really no place to advance in what I do. I'm just more of doing lots of other things within my role.
What exactly? So you're saying coffee, sir. I mean, are you work in a coffee shop? What exactly? Can you be more specific about what you do?
Sure. It's a service technician working on.
Oh, a service technician. So
coffee.
Like you repair?
Yeah, repair stuff, yeah.
Hair stuff. What about management? I mean, is there a possibility to move up into management?
Well, I have to go into supervisor, but there's someone else there right now that I was actually
maybe
planning to do. But
well, that
I don't know what's happening with the other person. But the thing is that I don't. This other the management is actually happy with them, with this person being a supervisor right now.
But perhaps
There may be something kind of more technical about the raise or whatever, and you know, I don't know much about coffee mechanics, but there may be something that comes in that's sort of different or changes the structure about the mechanics of coffee or how it's whatever it is. There seems to be something that's moving there. That's just kind of a heads up that there seems to be something positive coming up about your job, so we could assume that that's there. It farther in the future, there seems to be something to do with residency, which means that maybe an opportunity is going to come up. If you have a comfortable income, your salary went up a little bit, okay. you seem to be in somewhat emotional distress because of the family situation. So we can't get too much into that because we've got a lot of callers today.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can either call back on another show. This seems to be a continuation of a read. It's gotten to a point where we're diving into something and finding that there's more substance there than we might be able to accommodate in a 5-6 minute reading. But I'm a little bit, my interest is drawn a little bit towards the emotional aspect of the family a little bit in there. And that might correlate to your position right now as you live and breathe. So there's something in there that still needs to be investigated. You can either call us back on another show, or you could do a private or something like that.
Thank you. Thank you much for your time. Great to hear from you, both of you again. So.
Okay. Good luck, Jay, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for the reading. Thank you. Insight.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have, let's see. I believe, okay, so lots of callers in the queue, and we ask that you do remain in your position because everybody in the queue is going to get a reading, but we've got to manage our time a little better, Neil. Okay, 407, I believe this is Michelle. Hi.
Yes, hi. Happy New Year, Kristen and Neil.
Happy New Year. Hi, 1027-1974, she's a 30 equals 3.
No, 1017.
I mean 1017, I wrote it down wrong, I'm sorry. That was my error, but I do know that it's 1017. Okay, 1974, 3 equals 3.
1973.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good, I think. Are you there?
Yeah,
hello?
I was just, hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I know, weird. Sometimes there's little lapses in the connection, I think. Go ahead.
I think overall, right now things are pretty positive for me. I just wanted to know what you guys see coming up for 2018 for me.
I thought, yeah, everybody wants the forecast for 2018 today. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of those questions. And Michelle, are you currently in the States?
Yeah, I'm still in Florida.
And I remember in the past, one of the last shows, we were talking about a move, right? Wasn't there something about a move? Did that happen? Near the water or something?
Well, yeah, I live near the water now. I did move. I did move again. And I live very close to the water. And I, in general, I like where I live. It was a period of time I was considering moving to Spain, but right now I'm not.
You're not considering moving to Spain? You're still doing the translating classes? Or not translating classes, the English as a second language?
Yeah, I teach English as a second language, right.
Okay, and like what's going on in the relationship department? You still single?
I'm still single. I mean, I guess I kind of dating a couple people, but it doesn't seem to really be going anywhere.
Okay. Well, romance.
And you're wanting kind of a brief couple minute forecast for 2018?
Yes, sure.
So first of all, let's say the first note is don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. There's nothing to be alarmed about. But in 2018, just make sure you do your doctor visits.
Okay.
You want to make sure of that. Was there, are you a regular at that, or do you let years skip by?
No, I let a little time go by.
Yeah. So in 2018, Michelle, you want to make sure that you do your regular checkups. Aside from that, no alarm. Just maybe the energy is that by doing the checkup, you're going to keep yourself okay. By not doing
care.
A checkup, by not doing a checkup, it's like you don't change your oil. If you change your oil, you're fine. If you don't, you have a problem. So you want to just make sure you get into gear with that. There's also going to be there's something that's going on this in 2018 where your brain says, you know what? I like clothes. I want to buy some clothes. I want to change my thought of my wardrobe. So there's something to do with the wardrobe. I don't know why, but there's something to do with the wardrobe situation. Are you a clothes conscious person? Do you have any idea about changing your style or anything like that at this point?
No, I don't really have any idea about changing my
style, but what I've been doing is just for fun, I've been buying some secondhand clothes and I've been changing them, like redesigning them.
Oh, there,
okay.
That's it.
So English as a second language, how do we jump way over to buying clothes and redesigning them and doing fashion little kind of bohemian or boutique or secondhand clothes, you know? So we know that there's nothing that indicates that that there would be a correlation. So there's something psychic about the presentation of you doing this sort of vintage clothing change or creative idea. Something's going on. I believe it relates to a past life. I think that in your soul, and I was going to say the name Christy. I was about to call you Christy, not Michelle. But did you ever know anybody named Christine or Christy anywhere in your life?
Yeah, I used to have a friend named Christy.
Okay, you know, we can't get into it too deeply, but that name might have some link to a past life connection with this person. You're going through a past life, and the past life, that it doesn't matter what kind of clothes you're buying, but this idea of you doing experiments with clothes relates to a past life in the 1920s. When things were sort of revolutionary, things were changing, there was a lot of codes being changed. There were really no codes then. Prior to the Great Fall, the crash, there was a lot, and even then, Prohibition and stuff like that, there was a lot going on where everybody kind of went wild and frenzy and all that. Well, it's related to that time zone that you lived in. So briefly in our reading, what we're saying is that in this reading, that there's something to do with these clothes that you're redesigning, something to do with the past life in the 20s that might significantly impact your life somewhere within the year 2018, but it would be kind of revolutionary, like a change, a whole different change. So we're looking for a dramatic change in 2018, positive.
Okay,
Michelle.
Okay. Anything about love life just for fun?
I figured. Well, that's why I mentioned the love life before. Yeah. So
yeah.
Change, positive
about
change.
About mid 2018, Michelle.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What?
Mid 2018, Michelle.
Mid
2018, there will be a change.
Okay. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to both of you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Oh, we have so many callers, so we've got to really be brief with the readings here so we can get everybody in. 701, hi, you're on the air. 701. Okay. Moving on to the next caller.
Hello?
Oh. Hi. We hear you now.
Sorry, I hit mute.
That's okay. I understand.
How are you?
I do that all the time when I'm on the phone. Then the person on the other end is wondering where I am. Okay.
My name is
You're
Laurel.
On there.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. What's your name?
Good. Laurel.
Laurel.
And 92864. And I guess I want to talk about 2018, if you could, please.
12-3. Laurel. Okay, Laurel. And you are 53 years old, is that right?
54.
Yep. 54? I am.
53 or 54?
53.
Yeah, she's going to be 54 next year. It's 2017. So.
Oh, I'm putting, yeah, 53.
And you're just doing some.
She wants to know about
you. Have you called our show before, Laurel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
it's probably maybe last year at this time, maybe.
Yeah, I remember
trying
you.
Trying to remember.
Not specific details, but I remember your name.
Oh, thank you.
So 2018.
She's born September 28th,
64. Yeah, September 28th, 64.
In your case, were you divorced or your parents?
No, me.
You're divorced. Yeah, that was my first thought. You. and then it went hard. So you were divorced. So
she's having to change this year. 18th cycle of three.
So there's okay. So there's going. I think there's a relationship intensifying. So if you're not in one now, if you're in one now, that may drop off. If you're not in one now, one's coming.
Thanks.
What's going on in your relationship?
I don't have
currently.
A relationship right now.
Or lack thereof.
I'm single.
What's that?
She's not in a relationship.
I'm single.
Yep. You're single.
Yeah. You're quite, okay,
yeah.
I see a relationship coming. Prior to that relationship coming, or maybe it occurs while the relationship starts, is that a pet animal dies. Because I'm seeing an animal going. Well, first of all, don't worry. Do you have any pets?
Yeah. Yes, one.
What'd you say?
Yes. What kind of pet
do
you have?
One?
A dog.
A dog.
Is it over, is it over 10 years old?
No.
Okay, it's not your dog.
Three.
It's not your dog. Don't worry.
Okay.
Is it a dark brown or a light brown in the color of your dog?
No.
Okay, it's not your dog.
No.
But the relationship you're in, the person that's coming in, they are grieving over the loss of their dog, which was about 14, and it seemed to be one of these big Chihuahua mixes.
Okay.
And they lost their dog, and they're kind of mourning about it, and then consequently, you enter into their lives, so you're... And you love animals, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of there helping this person get through their loss. They were very attached to their dog, maybe kind of unhealthy, like they were totally unsingle and they just, you know, their whole life was their dog and their dog and their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And connecting to a person is going to be a whole new experience. It's different. It feels different. The person will be very emotional. And so your concept will be, gee, I'm dealing with a really fragile emotional person, but the package also includes somebody that you fall in love with. So there seems to be this is what seems to be coming up. Prior your marriage, where's about the 5-year zone? Were you married for 5 years? Was it 5 years ago? Where's the five coming in?
Married for 5 years, yes.
Ah.
Yeah. So the marriage of 5 years that we're getting validates what we're seeing coming up. It's still in pencil, but at least it's on the page. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Laurel.
Great. You guys are awesome.
Okay,
thank you so much. Happy
You're welcome.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you. And check back in with us, maybe before a year's up, and let us know. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Oh, do you see anything about work? Can I ask that, or is it too late?
You know, we've got so many callers, Laurel. You can call in another show.
I understand
show
completely.
We're back
thank
on the air
you.
On Wednesday. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. 929. I know I was asking, I was thinking about asking her about her job, but I didn't. For some reason, so I must have.
Yeah, the reason breaks over.
Yeah, is what comes in. So we have 929 on the air. Hi. Are you there? We're not hearing much except.
Okay. So what hand should I throw it back out with? You know, what hand?
Okay, 347. Dealing with that. 347. Hi. What's your name? Who's this, please?
This is Tamika.
Tamika?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Tamika. Birth date, please?
September the 3rd, 1978.
3rd, 78. Okay. How are
you? I'm okay.
And what can we do for you today, Tamika?
I'd like to hear what you guys see for me coming up in 2018, if you see anything to do with love life or moving or anything that jumps out at you.
Love life or moving or anything. Okay, we've spoken with you before, right?
I think like in the beginning of the summer.
Okay. What happened that reading? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I don't recall.
Okay. So you're 39 years old, right? You just turned 39?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, those are your first two numbers inverted, 9339.
Yeah.
There's so
just 2 years beyond the age of 37.
So what's going to happen is, you know what's going to happen? You're going to meet a person from a past life. So you're going to meet a person, okay? And then this human being comes from a past life. That's not uncommon. But if for you personally, you will have been with this person before. There is it before, in not this lifetime, but before the person was a doctor, a physician. They did something with medicine. So we could ask the question, is there anybody in your family in any way related to the medical field, including nurses, somebody who works in the doctor's office, anybody that you know in your family background?
Yeah, my sister is a nurse. She's an RN.
Okay, so your sister's a nurse. So that serves to validate this person coming in who in the past life was a physician. Not this lifetime. But you see, what happened was your connection to this person in the past life, he was a doctor. Now you come into this lifetime and your sister's a nurse. So there's this continuation of medicine going on. I think in this lifetime, this person that's coming in is very funny. It feels like he won't ever, but he could do stand up. You know, a lot of people who are really funny, you go, God, you could do stand up comedy, but that's hard to do. And that takes a whole different energy, but he's a living human being that kind of could do stand up. He's very funny, very good sense of humor. He makes you laugh a lot. So I'm seeing that this human, and then he used to be a doctor. So this human being that's coming in, Tamika, heals you with laughter, is a warm person, very loving. And I think that for you, at the age of 39, because I think it happens within the age of 39, it feels good for you. It's something that's kind of nice. These are brief readings because I'm noticing we've got a long line of people. So we're trying to get to everybody to be fair. But you will have a job change.
Yeah, I was going to ask
next year.
She was wanting to know about career. What do you do currently, Tamika?
I just started doing reception at an urgent care place. I don't really like it. I don't know if it's going to go
far. So you work
in
the medical field. You were in the medical field.
It's just reception.
It doesn't matter. You still in the medical field. So if we went backwards and you know, Neil asked, is there anyone in the medical field? You would have said, yes, my sister. And also I work in an urgent care center.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you're not a physician or a physician's assistant.
No, if you play back the tape, you would have heard me say, even if you work in the office.
Okay.
So that's a validation. So you're a receptionist.
So it's just a slight.
So there's going to be a change in 2018 with your job. But it's all about increasing happiness.
What do you want to do?
I ideally would like to either work with animals or something to do with beauty or I just can't be around sick people. Like, I've always worked in retail and making people look and feel good. I have a good eye for that, but I'm tired of customer service kind of thing. I just would like to work with like animals or.
Well,
or,
you know,
I mean,
yeah, then you got to apply, you know, to say you wish you would like to work with animals, you've got to apply yourself, see what it would take to be a veterinarian assistant or something. Something. You just can't say it. There's going to be a change coming in it, and it will enhance your life. If you want to do this, Tamika, you got to be serious. Go about seeing what's going to be the path that would be most compatible to you and that it will accommodate where you are in life right now, where you can get some kind of degree or certificate or license to do something. You can go cold turkey and work in a veterinarian hospital and just be there with animals and kind of help out. But if you want to have some more legitimacy in the job, then you need to figure out how to get to the closest technical license or degree that you could achieve. Otherwise, you're going to be caught at the front desk
Right,
you know,
which
cleaning
is not going to be
dog messes,
ideal
and
situation.
Assisting in surgeries to some degree that is not, you know, you autoclave, you clean the surgery materials or whatever, you know, you hold out
right.
an animal. You'll have menial tasks to do, but if you want to be serious, then get on it right now.
Is that possible that you're able to go back to school or do some kind of training program in order to?
I'm currently trying to save to get a car because I don't have one at the school. To get into the veterinarian school, you have to go through regular college and complete a certain amount of credits before you can get into that program at that school
right.
for the vet. And,
but there may be another, you know, being a veterinarian at your age is, I mean, not anybody can, you know, if you put your mind to something, you can certainly achieve that. But something in the interim that will get you into the field may be short of a veterinary,
you know,
career as a veterinarian, which takes a lot of schooling.
To me, it's not a big deal. You know, you work hard, you get the car. You're only 39. You enter a field. You enter something within the veterinarian
field
that seems sensible. That common sense says I can do this and do 20 years of this, you know, or 21 or whatever it is. After you've already done the research, don't stop. So what? So you have to get a car. You do what you do. You need to do to get the car, and then you go into program and veterinarian. In the veterinarian field that best accommodates your desire. So that's what I would do. And you better do it because this is what the reading's about.
Okay.
Now I wouldn't just sit there and talk about it. You've already done some research, but if you're overwhelmed by your research, you're in the wrong place.
She's probably challenged by, you know, having to balance her work yeah. and also, you know, saving and going out and getting.
You just need to do it.
You know,
if you sit there thinking about the challenges and how it's all difficult, you've defeated your purpose. I would minimize the challenges in your brain and just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
That's what I think you should do.
And okay? We have to move on because we've got so many other callers and it's going to be a challenge to get everybody in before the show ends, Tamika. But you can check back in with us. You know, let us know how things are going and, you know, check back in for more advice or you can do a private reading. There's a lot of options.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Tamika. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And it is really a lot of callers here. Okay. 303. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks. This is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
1957. What is it? 315-1957. She's a 314. Hi, what's going on?
Hi. What jumps out for the new year?
Okay. Well, what's going on? Can you give us a little update? Because it's been a couple months or so since we talked to you. Anything new?
Getting some good career work jumps out.
You have gotten good career work, or
no.
You're wondering.
Yes, would like to.
You'd like to. Okay. But is there anything
yes.
changed in your living situation? Anything that's new that you want to let us
nope.
know about?
Nope.
So 57, you're born 57. How old is she right now? 60.
She'd be 60. 61.
She's already
in,
60. She's
yeah,
60.
She's turning 61 in a few months.
And you want to know about career. You're 60 and your question is about career.
And she's going to have a change at 62. It's a doubling of 31.
Well,
so that's a year away.
Yeah.
2019.
There's two parts to your 61. Career. One part has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you.
She's
but
a writer, by the
to,
way.
Oh, you're a writer?
Yeah.
Oh, because the part that I was going to say that has nothing to do with you has to do with letters, mail carrier, but the word letters, writing, comes in. Now, first of all, since you're a writer, that's connected to letters, just the word itself, letters, writing. If you happen to know anyone that ever worked in the mail department or postal department, that would add to the picture. Did you ever know anyone that worked for the postal department?
Did I know anyone who
have you ever known anyone that worked in the postal department?
Just the guy, just the neighbor next door, some some years ago that, you know, he wasn't a friend. I just knew he'd...
Doesn't matter. The question is, did you know anyone that works in the Postal Department? Your neighbor works in the Postal Department. The answer is yes.
I was so aware of...
Yeah, that's posted. That would be an affirmative yes. Your neighbor worked in the Postal Department. You don't need to be very close to them, but they were a neighbor. You said hello to them, whatever, and they worked in the Postal Department. So what that means is that you're going to be doing... You should have an online the online writing, something about writing and a connecting online to people in regard to your writing themes. There's something that will draw people in, if you haven't already done this, that has to do with your writing capacity, your writing interests, and that people connect to you, whether it's a column or an interest story. There's something to do with writing in the internet that would enhance your career as a writer.
Maybe she needs to submit to publications online or online publications, some of her articles or whatever she has. I don't know.
What kind of writing do you do?
I don't do any writing except for just personal writing.
I'm sorry, can't hear you. You can't.
She says she doesn't do any writing. But her write.
I just do personal writing, journaling, I don't do writing for other people to read.
Right,
personal thing?
But in the past you have, and you've expressed on the show that you wanted to write a book in the past, and that you did copy editing, right, for a newspaper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, Allison, explore that deeply. Explore that deeply, because I think if you explore that deeply, you're going to feel better about the journey forward for 2018. You may not think what I'm saying is correct, but if you explore that and you open that up more again, you're going to open up a door to other opportunities. So that's what we suggest you do.
Okay, Allison, Happy New Year. We have to move on to other callers because we're trying to get everyone in. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, 612. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi there. My name is Jordan. October 14th, 1996.
10/14/96. Have we talked to you before, Jordan? No. 4, 5, 6,
never.
15. I didn't think so. Okay, and you're also a 31/4 like our former caller. What is going on?
Hey, so I'm having problems with my brother.
Okay, what's his birthday?
Oh, I don't even know. He doesn't live with me anymore, but he visits from time to time. And every time he comes over, he likes to jerk off the cat and the dog.
Well, you know, here's what we suggest
you
do.
You can help me with that?
You know, here's what we suggest you do, Jordan. We suggest that you get immediately to and get psychiatric help and figure out why you have no life. Let's go on to the next one.
Well, I would have to agree.
poor Jordan. I feel sorry for people like that. Okay, 609. Hello. We have no 609. Okay. 929.
He's on the...
Hi.
How are you, Kristen and Neil? This is Nikita.
Takeda, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine.
Hi, how are you? It's been a long time.
Yeah, I've been busy. Going to Life Strangers.
Remind us of your birthday again, Takeda.
7/9/81.
7/9/81, okay. Sorry, I didn't remember that. What's going on?
That's okay. Life is going on. I wanted to know if for my career... do you see me doing something? Well, you know, that's a foolish question. can you just tell me what's going on for the next 2 weeks?
Hopefully you're not a, cadaver.
Sounds like a high point now.
So, yeah, you're out of breath. Takeda, I remember there was something about a deli or a, working with
people. Oh, yeah. So I
what happened
got the job. So huh? I never got the job for the supermarket, but I did get the job for the valet. Mm-hmm.
Valet? Not the ballet.
Yeah.
She's not a great ballet. Okay, and then so what's going on with that? Are you working with that job?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I know this is just a stepping stone, but I'm ready to step to something different.
You're ready to get out of that job. You're not too happy, is what you're expressing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any prospects?
I have not. Like, I don't want to say that I don't know what to do, because that's not the truth. But I know that I'm using this to meet an end. Like, I just wanted to catch up with my bills and so forth so that when I do get back into school so I could finish out, you know, my degree, then I'm set. But, yeah, but I'm in a cold.
What's your degree in?
I already have a degree in psychology. I want to do nursing. Yeah.
Okay.
Nursing, what kind of nursing?
Pediatric.
So your degree is in psychology. You have a bachelor's degree?
Yeah.
And are you wanting to be an RN?
Yeah.
So what does that take, like 3 more years of schooling?
Yeah.
Okay, well, very simple. It's not, this isn't difficult. You're going to be, at that point, you'll be 40, which is your master number times 5. And whatever it takes to get to that place to where you achieve your degree, you'll have at least, you have 20 years ahead of good solid work. So,
there's so much heavy breathing. I think I remember that she does this. Yeah, there's a lot of noise.
You're either going on a hike or you've been accused of driving under the influence and you're doing a breath test.
Oh no, I'm in the wind tunnel.
yeah, you're in a wind tunnel. I can feel the breath coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's very simple. That you have a degree in psychology already. You're 4 years. By the time you're 40, that's going to be 8 times 5. That's your master number times 5. And you have about 20 years of energy left. I mean, in terms of the hard work field. You know, you have 20 years.
Mm-hmm. 20 years of being in the workforce.
Your year starts with an 8. That's your master number. To me, it's just pretty clear.
Okay.
So, right. You know, the only problem will be, you know, whatever it takes to get that education, whatever the funds.
I mean, you're going to have to obviously work while you're going to school. So you may not be doing exactly what you love. Valet, I would think that the hours are flexible and that it would be adaptable to a schedule to do valet. You know.
Yeah. I just don't see the thing is with this job, being at the hospital, like, it's a lot of cattiness, not too much structure, and I feel that is not too conducive with me because of
what
that,
job?
Although it is flexible. The valet, yeah.
The valet. So is it possible that while you're getting your degree, you could perhaps work in your field at, like, you know, maybe doing reception work, something that's not exactly, you know, hands-on, but you're still in the physician's office, something like that?
Yeah, a possibility. Yeah. I can. You're right.
I mean, are there any
problems?
You're saying you're frustrated with the valet, but you're going to need something
mm-hmm.
while you're getting your degree.
Yeah,
so have
exactly.
you thought about that beyond?
Yeah, I have, and I've put in for other places, but it's, you know, it's just entry level. It's not really something where I'm going to make 2 figures a year.
Right. So, you've got to figure out what you need to bring in per year
mm-hmm.
and find something that's going to supplement your income So, and also, you know, the other thing is financial aid. I mean, financial aid, you know, if your income's below a certain level, you make less financial aid, you might be able to get loans and scholarships that might be able to pay your expenses. So possibly you could work more part-time rather than a full-time job in addition to school. So that's an option too. But
yeah.
I don't know, Neil, do you want to say anything else?
No, I mean, it's very clear to me. Yeah. You want to be a pediatric nurse?
Pediatric nurse.
And yeah, what's the problem? You need to do what you need to do to get there. And if you have to hold down one job, two jobs, it doesn't matter. That's what you want to
exactly.
do. And if you don't do
you're
that,
right.
you're going to be very depressed, and you're going to be wasting time thinking about what.
Exactly.
So just do it. Just do it. You already have a degree in psychology. Get on it. You're 30. You're 36 years old. You had a stable life a year ago. So, you know, hurry up and get on it. You need to get this done by 40.
Okay.
That's the
go
thing,
ahead.
Neil. That anxiety, like I feel as though I'm running out of time. You know what I mean? Like
no,
I should
you're
have
not
been
running
done
out
this.
Of, you're not running out of time.
No.
You're not.
Okay.
No. You're not running out of time. You're running with time. You're not running out of time. You're running with
okay.
time.
20 years more to work is not running out of time. That's a long.
Yeah. You're setting up a crazy scenario in your mind that you're running out of time. You're running with time, and if you do it by 40, you've got it made.
But we have to move on. We're not going to be able to accommodate the callers, but we have other callers. We've got to get to.
Thank
so
you
thank
guys.
You for checking in.
Happy New Year, guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a final caller. Who are we going to take? 919 has been waiting for a long time. You're on the air, 919.
Yes, absolutely. How are you doing?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Jeff in the Charlotte Greensboro area. How are you doing?
Yeah, and what's your question?
I'm sorry I didn't answer right away. I fell asleep listening to that last caller. What a bitch. She took all my time. But anyway.
Why don't you get on the phone? You're wasting our time. You're wasting everybody's time. Get on the phone. Get to a psychiatrist and get some help, please. You do it to yourself.
My birthday is
oh, goodness. Well, we're so, let's see, 908. Do we have a caller?
Just listening.
Okay. I've lost track of the order here. 609. Hi, you're on the air, 609. Another silent caller. Okay, we're so near the end, and I don't want to waste time. Is there anything we can wrap up? Because I'm not going to take any more callers. We've got 4 minutes left.
Well, we got to seven people, and that's good. I mean, in an hour's time, seven people, that's about what? About 7 minutes apiece. So that's not too bad. Seven, 8 minutes apiece.
And
hopefully we helped seven people. I gave them some information. Remember that, you know, I think what's most important about today's show is that people stay on their, get into their life and be serious. Remember, you've got one life to lead in this lifetime. And you should make the most out of it.
Right. And it doesn't mean there's not time for fun, relaxation, levity, but being serious and not, you know, being serious about what you do, making commitment to your craft, and, you know, beyond that to being a spiritual human being is vitally important.
Yeah. It's all very important, but I think when it gets to the part of looking back at your life, you want to make sure that you've accomplished your goals, and that you didn't provide time to make a lot of excuses
waste time
and be just a foolish human being on the planet.
Which we've experienced today.
Without any direction. So take pride in your sense of direction and your sense of purpose. That you've contributed something valuable to the world, and that in the mainstream, that you've made yourself happy and content, and that you've accomplished in this lifetime the goals you've set out to do. A lot of it's karmic, a lot of it's transcendent, but it's all part of the journey of your soul that will hopefully advance your journey henceforth as you move from one lifetime to another.
Okay, so we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.